leading our news this morning, Indonesia's ambassador to Australia has expressed sympathy for the families of executed drug smugglers Andrew Chan and Myuran Sukumaran. In a statement, the ambassador acknowledges it's a difficult and challenging time for Indonesia-Australia relations. The bodies of the two men are expected to arrive home later tonight. In Nepal, rescue workers have pulled a second person from the rubble 5 days after the devastating earthquake. The woman was found alive under a collapsed hotel in the capital, Kathmandu. Just hours earlier, a 15-year-old boy was also found alive. A court in Pakistan has jailed 10 men for life for the gun attack on education activist Malala Yousafzai. Ms. Yousafzai was just 15 when she was shot in the head on a school bus in the Swat Valley in 2012. She was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2014 for her campaign for children's rights. And residents in northern New South Wales and southeast Queensland are on flood alert again as heavy rain drenches the region. The Weather Bureau is forecasting more rain, damaging winds and wild seas today and tomorrow. Emergency crews from Victoria have been deployed to help prepare for any flooding.